just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed?
Well, it's Monday, August 29th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. What in the world does the Bible say? I mean, really, some of it we read and it sounds good, but some of it seems outdated and odd. And so, how are we supposed to understand the Bible? Well, the Bible contains 66 books written in three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and a little in Aramaic, written over more than 1,500 years, and written by more than 40 authors on three continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe. But fundamentally, it is just one book written by one author with one subject. The one author is God, and the one subject that binds it all together is this: Jesus Christ and the salvation God offers through Him. I want to make this clear. The Bible is not a book of quotations. It must be read in context. And what I mean by that is that it is wrong and it is dangerous to haphazardly dip down into the Bible at random and take individual verses without any regard for their context. Listen, we will misunderstand the Bible if we read it that way. Each verse needs to be understood in the context of the chapter in which it appears, and each chapter in light of the book as a whole. And even then, there's a wider context we must consider as well, the whole Bible. So over the next 2 weeks, we're going to be looking at the whole Bible. We're going to be looking at the blueprint of the Bible, or to say it in another way, a bird's eye view rather than a worm's eye view. The better we understand the flow of the storyline of the Bible, the better we'll grasp the unsearchable riches of Christ in each individual verse. The outline that I'm going to use comes from a guy named Vaughn Roberts, who wrote a book called God's Big Picture, Tracing the Storyline of the Bible. Now listen, I would recommend that book to any Christian. It is a golden tool to help us get a better grasp on how the flow of Scripture goes. So, as we walk through the storyline of Scripture, we're going to see the Bible increasingly reveals how God redeems His people for His kingdom. And this will be done by looking at eight major sections throughout the storyline of the Bible. They all have something to do with the kingdom of God. The first section is the pattern of the kingdom. And so, without further ado, let the journey begin. All right. This story starts where all stories start, in the beginning. In the beginning, God. The story begins with God, who has always been. He has always existed, and He has always existed exactly as He is now. If it seems confusing, it's because He's beyond what anyone can fully comprehend. In the beginning, God spoke and everything came into existence. By His command, the entire universe was created and filled with a dramatic display of galaxies, stars, and planets, including Earth, on which was a perfect garden of paradise called Eden. Of all the beauty He created, the masterpiece was a man and a woman. God made Adam and Eve in His image to reflect Him. They were created with the grand purpose of worshiping Him by loving Him, serving Him, enjoying relationship with Him, and reproducing His glory to the ends of the earth. Genesis 1:27 says this: "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them." Now in verse 28 it says, "And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it." By God's design, all of creation was in harmony and was exactly the way it was supposed to be. During this time, there was no pain, no suffering, no sickness, and no death. It was complete love, acceptance, and intimacy between God and man, between Adam and Eve, and throughout all creation. Everything was perfect, but it didn't last long. We're going to pick up tomorrow and see how the story transitions from the pattern of the kingdom to the perished kingdom. This is also known as the fall of man. It is the account of when sin and death entered the scene. But in the middle of that tragedy, what we're going to see is that God doesn't end the story, but rather he does something about our sin by making a promise that is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus. And in doing something about our sin, he enables us to make great the name of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Day.